B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A+. Invest, that's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone, so come along. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A+ way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, because here we go. A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H, I want A+ English.
Do you hear the people sing? I'm sorry, I'm just so excited for today's article. Sorry, I'm Seb, obviously.
Okay. I'm Jiggling.
And this is A+ English. And today we're talking about one of my favorite musicals.
Oh.
First off, do you know what a musical is?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, a musical is a play with lots of songs in it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the whole play can be sung, or sometimes there's just a few songs
in it. Oh, okay.
So, what are some good musicals that we know?
Well, I watched one in London.
Mm-hmm.
The Phantom of the Opera?
Oh, The Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah,
is a really
that
good
one was
one.
So good.
The guy that covers his face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what else? Cats is a really good musical.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that.
Very popular musical. Wicked as well.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of the best known musicals. It is called Les Misérables. Do we know what that means?
Obviously not.
It's French. Les Misérables means, I think, the miserable ones or the unhappy ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a play set in France in the 19th century, 18th century, the French Revolution, whenever that happened.
Yeah.
I'm going to say around the beginning of the 18th of the 19th century. But it's a really, really great play, a very, very good play, and also a very long book, one of the world's longest
books. Oh, I've read the novel before.
You've read it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was really, like, little, back in middle school.
I thought it was, like, thousands of pages long.
Yeah, but I think it was like just like a brief version, so
okay.
I just watched that. Oh, read that. It was really fun.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
like
it is a very interesting story, and I can hardly wait to get started.
Okay.
So, let's begin.
Les Misérables.
Jean Valjean is a prisoner on a ship in France. When he leaves, he steals from a kind old man. The old man forgives him. He also steals from a young boy. After this, Jean Valjean tries to be a better person. He changes his name, becomes mayor of a town, and gets rich. However, Javert, a police officer, recognizes him. Javert wants to make him a prisoner again. Jean Valjean helps Fantine, a poor, sick young woman.
I left my daughter, Cosette, with the Thénardiers,
Fantine tells him before she dies. The Thénardiers treat Cosette badly. Jean Valjean saves her, and they run away to Paris.
Word power!
Steal. 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 Stole. Stolen. The poor man stole some food because he had no money. The poor man stole some food because he had no money. Police officer. Police officer. I want to be a police officer so I can help people. I want to be a police officer so I can help people. Treat. Treat. Lucy's boss didn't treat her well, so she stopped working for her. Lucy's boss didn't treat her well, so she stopped working for her. Badly. Badly. Some people don't take good care of their pets and even treat them badly. Some people don't take good care of their pets and even treat them badly.
认识字汇。
Prisoner, Mayor, Recognize.
Okay, so our story begins in a very unlikely place. Jean Valjean is a prisoner on a ship in France. Okay, so Jean Valjean, that is our main character.
So here we see this vocabulary word, prisoner. A prisoner is a person that is kept in prison for a punishment.
Okay.
这是囚犯的意思。所以 Jean Valjean 这个人他是法国一艘船上面的囚犯。
So we can guess that he's done something wrong.
Right.
But actually you find out that he's stolen a loaf of bread. He becomes a prisoner because he stole a loaf of bread. Anyway, the article goes on, when he leaves, he steals from a kind old man.Ah, so I think Jean Valjean likes to steal.
Okay, 所以我们这边看到这个字 steal 代表偷东西，所以当他离开的时候，他从一个好心的老人那边偷了东西。Okay, let's take a look at the word.
That word steal that we just saw. Now, steal is a verb and it's spelled S-T-E-A-L. Steal.So, the first thing you need to know about the word steal is that it is an irregular verb and its forms are steal, stole, and stolen. Now, when we steal from someone, we take something from them without asking them if we can have it. In Les Misérables, Jean Valjean steals from a priest, that's the kind old man. He wants to take the priest's silver so he can sell it and make some money. We call the act of stealing theft.Which is a noun, so we could also say that there was a theft in the priest's home. That's saying that Jean Valjean stole from the priest. Now, we can also use that word theft in some other phrases too. For example, if someone, if something of yours is stolen, you can go to the police and say, I'd like to report a theft. That means, I'd like to tell you someone has stolen something from me. Now, a little bit of grammar.We say that we steal something from someone if we take it from them. So we steal something, we steal an object from someone, and we use that word from to show who we're taking it from. Now, we can also use the word for after steal. If we steal something for someone, then the someone in that sentence is not the victim, they're not the person we're stealing from, it is someone we are helping to steal something. So, the thief stole a jewel necklace for the king. He stole it so he could give it to the king. He didn't steal it from the king. Now, here is an example sentence. The poor man stole some food because he had no money. The poor man stole some food because he had no money.
Okay, 大家我们来看一下这一个字 steal. Steal 是偷窃的意思。那么呢，老师刚刚有提到 to steal something from somebody, 意思就是跟谁偷东西。那么如果你帮一个人偷东西呢，我们就可以说 to steal something for someone.And steal can also be used as a noun. 它也可以当名词哦，就代表一个东西很便宜，它是个便宜货。For example, that shirt was a steal. 那件衣服也太便宜了吧。那回到课文例句呢，这个很贫穷的男子因为没有钱而偷了一些食物。
So what happens next? Well, the kind old man, the old man forgives him. So the priest says it's okay.
That's so nice of him. Okay, 所以老人就原谅了他哦。
He also steals from a young boy. I see. So Jean Valjean, that's not the priest, Jean Valjean steals again.
Okay, 所以这个主角呢，他也跟年轻小男孩偷东西耶。
After this, Jean Valjean tries to be a better person.
Okay, after this, 就是在这些事情之后呢 John 他试着学好想要变成一个更好的人。
So how does he become a better person? The article says, he changes his name, becomes mayor of a town, and gets rich. Now remember, mayor is 市长。
Okay, 那么来看一下这边，所以他想要变成一个更好的人，所以 he changes his name, 这个意思就是他改了他的名字，然后成为了一个市长，然后变得更富有。那么这边的 mayor 呢，可以当镇长或者是市长的意思。
However, Javert, a police officer, recognizes him.
OK, 然后一个警察就是 Javert 这个警察呢就把他认出来了。OK, so recognize, this is the verb. So when you recognize someone or something, you know them because you've seen them or experienced it before. 你辨认出一件事情我们就可以说 recognize.
Mm-hmm. And we also saw the word, well, the phrase police officer, which is a noun, and we spell it P-O-L-I-C-E space O-F-F-I-C-E-R, police officer.A police officer is someone whose job it is to catch criminals, 抓犯人, and stop crimes from happening. In Taiwan, police officers often wear blue uniforms. In some countries, police officers carry guns, too. So guns, by the way, is 枪. Now, a police officer's main job is to protect people and stop bad things from happening to them. They also work hard to prevent crimes too. Now prevent crimes there is 预防罪. On its own, police can also be a verb. To police an area or a place, for example, is to make sure that bad things don't happen there or to try and control how things happen there. So we can use police actually, outside of talking about police officers and the government, we could tell someone to not police us. I could say, don't police me.If I think that someone is trying to control me or tell me what to do. So here's an example sentence of police as in a police officer as we saw it in the article. I want to be a police officer so I can help people. I want to be a police officer so I can help people.
好，那我们来看一下 police officer 这个片语，它是警察的意思。但其实我们口语上呢，比较常说 cop， 所以如果你做一个坏事 ，cop 这个字就是警察。所以你说我要报警咯，抓你，报警抓你，我们就可以说 I'll call the cops on you， 我要报警抓你哦。OK， 那我们回到课文例句哦，我想要当一名警察，这样子我就能帮助民众。
So what happens next?Javert wants to make him a prisoner again. He wants to make Jean Valjean a prisoner again.
所以这个 Javert, 这个警察他就想要再把他抓回监狱。这边我们看到一个用法 to make someone something, 或者是 to make someone or something, 一个形容词你可以加一个名词或形容词。意思就是使一个东西呢变成某一种状态。譬如说 you make me a better person, 你让我变成更好的人。Mm-hmm.Or that movie made me sad. 那电影让我好难过。
So Jean Valjean, meanwhile, is trying to do something else. It says Jean Valjean helps Fantine, a poor, sick young woman.
好，这边出现了一个新角色 Fantine 这一个人，所以这个人他贫穷，而且他是生病的，他是一个年轻的妇人，所以我们的主角呢去帮助了这位妇人哦。
So it seems Fantine is not in a good way. She goes to Jean Valjean and she tells him something. I left my daughter, Cosette, with the Thénardier. Fantine tells him before she dies. Now a quick thing there, we saw Thénardier, which is a surname. It is the name of a family. And sometimes we can put the determiner, the, in front of a family name when we want to talk about a whole family together. So, for example, my surname is Morgan, and if somebody wanted to talk about my family altogether, they could say, the Morgans. The Morgans are doing this, the Morgans are going on holiday. That means the Morgan family.
好，大家那我们来看一下老师刚刚说了，我们在英文里面呢会很喜欢把一个人的整个家族，我们在称呼他们的时候会在他们的姓氏后面加上一个 S， 譬如说老师的姓氏是 Morgan， 所以我们在讲老师一整个家族呢，我们就会说 the Morgans， 加前面加一个 the， 然后后面加一个姓氏再加上一个 S， 就像说我们台湾不是很喜欢说什么涂家啊、李家啊、王家，那我们在国外就是这样子的用法。那我们回回到我们的课文中 ，Fantine 他在临终前呢，告诉了 John 一件事情。他说：“我把女儿啊 ，Cosette 留给了塞纳迪夫妇，所以这边可以翻成塞纳迪这一家人夫妇。”那这边看到另外一个片语 ，to leave someone with someone， 意思就是把某人留下来与某人在一起。
So what's happening with the Thénardier? Well, we see the Thénardier treat Cosette.Badly.
Oh,
I see.
Okay.
So not,
All right, 那我们来看一下。所以这个塞纳迪夫妇呢，其实对 Cosette 非常的不好。To treat someone badly, 就是对他不好。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're treating her badly. Mm-hmm. Treat, by the way, is a verb, and it's spelled T-R-E-A-T. Treat. When we treat someone a certain way, we act towards them in a certain way. So if you treat someone well, you are nice to them. However, if you treat someone badly, you are not nice to them. So looking at the story, the Thénardier don't look after Cosette well. They don't give her enough food, and they make her work all day. They treat her badly. Now, treat has some other uses too. We can also make it a noun, and it keeps the same form, the same spelling, treat. And as a noun, treat means candy or something nice, or something that comes as a reward. So, for example, we ate chocolate, candy, and lots of other treats while we watched the movie. Or we can put treat into a little phrase as a treat, which is when somebody does something for you or gives you something as a reward or to just to be nice to you. So, for example, Mom let us stay up until midnight as a special treat. Now, here is an example sentence of treat as a verb as we saw it in the story. Lucy's boss didn't treat her well, so she stopped working for her. Lucy's boss didn't treat her well, so she stopped working for her.
所以 treat 这个字就是对待的意思，所以对别人很好，你可以说 to treat someone well。那么对不好，对别人不好，可以说 to treat somebody badly。那这边我们来看一下一个另外一个例句。Always treat others the way you want to be treated. 意思就是你希望别人怎么对待你，你就怎么对待别人。你可以把它翻成将心比心。那么一样，另外一个名词 treat， 它可以当点心或请客的意思。So if I go out with Seb， 然后我们去吃饭，然后我想说我要请客，我就可以说 It's my treat， 我请客。Yes. OK， 那么回到课文例句 ，Lucy's 老板呢对他很不好，所以他就不再为他工作了。
嗯哼。So we also saw another word power word there, badly. Now, badly is an adverb, and it's spelled B-A-D-L-Y, badly. Okay, so badly comes from the adjective bad, which we know means 不好. Now, doing something badly can mean a couple of things. One meaning, the one in the article, is to do with something in a bad way, is to do something in a bad way. So if you sing badly, your singing isn't good.If you treat someone badly, like in the article, then you aren't nice to them, or you don't take good care of them. Similarly, if you do something badly, you don't do it well. If you get 5% on your English test, for example, then you did badly on your English test because you only got one or two questions right.Now, there are some other similar adverbs which are like badly. So, for example, terribly is to do something very, very badly. Or we could also say that someone does something horribly, did something very, very badly as well. So, I did horribly on my English test. I got no points. Now, badly can also mean that you really, really want to do something as well. So, it has a second meaning.I want to go on vacation to Hawaii really badly. Or another example, Amy needs your help really badly. So here, your help isn't bad, but Amy really needs it. Now here is an example sentence of badly, meaning not good or not good enough. Some people don't take good care of their pets and even treat them badly. Some people don't take good care of their pets.And even treat them badly.
好，大家我们来看一下这一个副词 badly， 意思就是不友好的，或者不合理的，在这边的意思。因为 bad 就是不好的嘛，所以我们加上 ly 就会变成副词。那么老师刚刚提到 badly 也可以拿来形容，强调你很渴望做某一件事情。我们翻译一下老师刚刚说的句子 ：I want to go on vacation to Hawaii really badly。那代表呢，你真的很想很想要去夏威夷度假。And then the second one.Amy needs your help really badly. 那代表 Amy 真的很需要你的帮忙。但是其实我们口语上有时候有点懒惰，我们就会省略掉 ly。我们可能会说 I miss you so bad. 但其实正确是 I miss you so badly.
That's very American.
Right, I know. 所以课文例句说，有一些人没有好好照顾他们的宠物，甚至对他们很不好。
Well, luckily there is some good news for Cosette.Jean Valjean saves her and they run away to Paris.
Oh, so Jean, 他就做了什么事呢？他就救出了 Cosette, 然后他们两个人一起逃到了巴黎。
Let's go to the magic book first, and then we will be back to our review time.
Magic box! 找亮点
Hello, this is Casey.今天呢来认识一下英文中很好用的 leave 这个单字。说到它呢，大家第一个想到的意思应该是离开的意思。没错， leave 很常被使用为离开某一个地方，甚至是离开某一个人而去，这样的意义都可以。像是呢 we left Thailand at 2 p.m. 我们在下午两点的时候呢离开了泰国。或者是 I have to leave in 10 minutes or I won't get to the airport on time. 我们必须赶快离开了啊，不然呢就要赶不上飞机啦。Leave 除了离开的用法之外呢，也有把某一个东西或是人遗留在某一个地方的意思。像是呢，学生时期的我很常做的一件事情 I often left my homework at home. 我经常把作业遗留在家里，忘记带去学校，真的是很健忘。把人留下来呢也可以用 leave 这个字哦，像是 Mom left me home alone while she went to the market. 妈妈去菜市场的时候呢留我一个人在家里。偶尔呢也会留我跟我弟两个人在家作伴啦。She sometimes left me with my brother at home. 这时候呢就没有那么孤单啦。从上面这句例句呢我们就知道 leave somebody with somebody， 那就是留下某一个人跟另外一个人在一起，这样的意思。那如果换成 leave something to somebody， 这时候意义就大为不同咯。先看看以下这个例句来猜猜看它是什么意思。 Don't worry, just leave everything to me. 别担心，把一切都留给我吧。讲出这句话实在是太帅气了。好啦，轮到你练习 leave 的用法了。该怎么说 Kelly 的妈妈留下她和朋友在家里呢？休息一下，答案马上揭晓，拜拜。
The answer isKelly's mom left her with her friends at home. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, so review time. I think we need to play one of our favorite games because we have so many verbs and so many doing kind of words. Mm-hmm.That I think these would be really good for acting in a game of charades.
Yay!
Okay, so you guys remember how to play charades. We act out words from the articles, mm-hmm. and you guys, and Chicklin, or me, have to guess what those words are, what we are acting out. So, let me see. Okay, I'm going to do one, and then you do one, and then you guys can do the rest yourselves.Okay. I'm going to do this. Okay.
Blowing the whistle. We have a few verbs. I think you're a police officer.
Yes.
You're doing things like...trying to guide people and then...
Oh, this was a gun.
Oh, sorry.
Police officers have guns.
Okay.
Remember that word was chang.
Okay, chang, gun. Okay, you have a gun.
Yes, and I had a whistle as well. Because I think police officers have whistles, right?
Yeah. Whistle, 就是那个口哨。Yeah, when you can blow the whistle.
Exactly, blow the whistle. Okay, one more word. What are you going to do? It looks like you're taking something.
Right.
So you can't be treating something. You can't be giving something to someone. And I'm going to say it's steal. You're taking something and you didn't ask for it. I don't think you steal very often, do you?
No.
This didn't look very natural.
Oh, really?
Chicklin has a heart of gold. That's our extra little idiom for you to study. Okay, well, you guys can play a game of charades now, but don't play too much because we're going to be teaching you lots of new words tomorrow as we follow our story in our day two article. So, join us then. For A Plus English, I'm Seb.
I'm Chicklin.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
See you bye-bye. Tomorrow. Bye.
Les Miserables.
Jean Valjean is a prisoner on a ship in France. When he leaves, he steals from a kind old man. The old man forgives him. He also steals from a young boy. After this, Jean Valjean tries to be a better person. He changes his name, becomes mayor of a town, and gets rich. However, Javert, a police officer, recognizes him. Javert wants to make him a prisoner again. Jean Valjean helps Fantine, a poor, sick young woman.
I left my daughter, Cosette, with the Thénardiers,
Fantine tells him before she dies. The Thénardiers treat Cosette badly. Jean Valjean saves her, and they run away to Paris.
Word power!
Steal. 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 Stole. Stolen. The poor man stole some food because he had no money. The poor man stole some food because he had no money. Police officer. Police officer. I want to be a police officer so I can help people. I want to be a police officer so I can help people. Treat. Treat. Lucy's boss didn't treat her well, so she stopped working for her. Lucy's boss didn't treat her well, so she stopped working for her. Badly. Badly. Some people don't take good care of their pets and even treat them badly. Some people don't take good care of their pets and even treat them badly.
认识字汇.
Prisoner. Mayor. Recognize.